Recorded Books and One Click Digital present Prisoner 88 by Leah Pileggi, narrated by Tom Picasso and directed by Abigail McHugh.
Chapter 1. May 31st, 1885. The Idaho Territory. Back before I shot Mr. Bennett, most every day was about the same. Do what Pa said. Work when I had to, eat when I could, sleep somewheres, start again when the sun come up. But after I got arrested, I didn't have Pa to listen to no more. He wasn't going to prison. Just me. Being that I was already 10 and some, I figured I could pretty much take care of myself. I hadn't never been on a train before. I stretched my neck tall to see out that train window. What I really wanted was to get on my knees and look out on the whole big world going by. But it was hard to move around wearing them big old rusty handcuffs, and one of the guards would have smacked me. All I could see anyways was black smoke blowing back from that loud coal engine. There was four of us criminals. Me and two old guys and one Chinaman. The Chinaman wore black pants, a black shirt, and a long tail braid down his back. The old guy with the beard wore a white shirt, jacket, and tie, but the ugly old guy weren't wearing much more than rags. We didn't say nothing on that train ride, 'cause we would have got smacked for that too. Right at the start, the tall guard with the long mustache said, "Sit down and shut up!" And I wasn't taking no chances, 'cause I believed him and his rifle. The other guard.